Matthew chapter 8. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See that you tell no man, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony to them. And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, begging him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick with a paralysis, in great pain. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Because I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go. And he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to those who followed, Truly I say to you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you, that many will come from the east and west, and will sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go your way, and as you have believed, so shall it be done for you. And his servant was healed in the very same hour. And when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying down and sick with a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered to them. When the evening had come, they brought to him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word. And healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our sicknesses, and bore our pain. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes around him, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. And a certain scribe came and said to him, Master, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And another of his disciples said to him, Lord, allow me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, Follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. And when he had entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And there arose a great storm on the Sea of Galilee, so much so that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are about to perish. And he said to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose, and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he had come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with demons, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And they cried out, saying, What have we to do with you, Jesus, you Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them a herd of many swine feeding. So the demons begged him, saying, If you cast us out, allow us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. And when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the Sea of Galilee, and perished in the waters. And those who kept them fled, and went their ways into the city, and told everything, and what had happened to those possessed of the demons. And the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him that he would depart out of their coasts.